Chapter 1. Mosa and Dominic. Griffith Park is a large piece of land in Los Angeles. It is home to two golf courses, the Botanical Gardens, and the Los Angeles Zoo. 10 years ago, the government stopped spending money on the zoo, and now it looks tired and dirty. It often smells, too. At the north side of the zoo is a large lion cage, which has water around it. It is 8 o'clock in the morning, and it is already very hot. The cage looks empty until Mosa, the zoo's female lion, suddenly runs across it. Then she lies down in the long grass. Next to her lies Dominic, the zoo's biggest male lion. He shakes his head and looks at Mosa. She touches his neck with her nose, then begins to clean her paws. Lions usually make lots of different noises when they speak. But today, Mosa and Dominic make no noise at all. This behavior is very strange. Behind them, the gate to the cage opens. The lions smell the man first, and then they hear him. Then they both do something they have never done before. They stand, and their ears go forward. Dominic moves out of the grass and into the center of the cage. He is an enormous lion, 9 feet long and 4.5 feet tall. He begins moving slowly toward the man. The man's name is Terrence Larson. He drops a large piece of meat onto the ground and steps away. He knows that he should wait behind the gate, but he has worked with the lions for a long time, and he trusts them. But where are the lions? Terrence turns and looks around for them. Mosa is usually waiting for him when he opens the gate. She always comes running when she smells her dinner. Then he hears the sound of something hitting water. A lion in the water? No, lions hate water. Mosa fell in it once before, and when they got her out 2 hours later, she was very wet and frightened. Terrence quickly runs toward the sound. Then he stops and smiles when he notices a large ball on the water. How did the ball get there? But it doesn't matter. It's a ball, not a lion. Then Terrence turns, and the first thing he sees is Dominic. He is watching Terrence with his large eyes, and his tail is moving quickly from side to side. "He looks like he's hunting me," thinks Terrence. "But he's playing a game." Dominic knows Terrence well, and he trusts him. "Hey there, Dominic," Terrence says slowly. Then he suddenly hears something to his left. He turns, and at the same time, Mosa roars. Then she jumps from the grass and falls on top of him. Her head hits his chest hard, and he falls back onto the ground. Then she puts her enormous paws on his shoulder and bites his face. She shakes his head from side to side, and his neck breaks. Mosa and Dominic eat Terrence's body, and then they turn and run toward the cage's open gate. They start moving quickly along the road to the other side of the zoo. They jump its gate easily and run up a hill into some trees. When they get to the other side of the trees, they see a golf course, and there is the strong smell of another human. This time, it is a young man in a red shirt and black pants. He looks very surprised when he notices two lions on the golf course. Dominic runs at the man and bites his neck. The man is dead in seconds. Then, Dominic drops the man and quickly jumps away as a police car comes down the road by the golf course. He and Mosa can smell humans in the car, too. The two lions turn and run back into the trees. At the top of the hill, Dominic stops and looks down at the city. He can smell humans everywhere now. The smell comes from the buildings, houses, and roads. The air is full of it. But Mosa and Dominic do not run away from the smell. They run toward it with their mouths open because they want blood.